Hello, I am Nimja, and this is a masturbation induction. But which one? You only know if you look at the title, not while you listen. To get ready for this, you should be laying down, maybe on your side, maybe on your back, whichever is the most comfortable. And yes, you are going to be asked to touch yourself. I'm sure you won't mind, though. I'm sure this will be a very pleasurable experience. So, are you all ready? Good. Let's begin. Now, while I'm talking, I want you to follow my commands. And as you follow my commands, you'll feel that pleasure will start to build. But no matter what, you will not release until I say so. Start with gently caressing your inner thighs. You know you're here to touch somewhere else, but we're not going to touch there just yet. For now, just touch your inner thighs, caress them gently, and feel yourself becoming submissive to my voice. Because your hand is already doing what I'm telling it to do, and your mind is automatically following my words. And as your fingers brush back and forth over your inner thighs, you can feel the desire starting to build. You can slowly feel how you want to desire, how you want to lust, how you crave, and that craving will only grow from now. The further we go, the more you will crave. And as you just keep on touching your inner thigh, just feeling yourself get more and more aroused, you feel yourself listening more and more to my voice. And there's just such a sweet sound to my voice, the same sweetness you're feeling between your legs, as if your body is vibrating with the tenor of my voice, as if you can feel yourself being touched by the mere tones in my words. And as you keep caressing your inner thigh, you feel your mind just slowly drifting, getting ready to enjoy the deep pleasures of actually touching your clit. But we're not going to do that just yet. We're going to build and build until your mind is empty and your body is dancing the edge. Now Just once, you may let your fingers brush over your labia, but then back to your inner thighs. And that single brush has caused so much desire that you're craving to do it again, aren't you? That you're craving to be allowed to touch there again. And remember, you must obey, and once again you're allowed to touch your labia, just once, then go back to your inner thighs. And as you do, you feel that sweet warmth building up inside of you, that sweet warmth building higher and higher, the desire. Now, knowing that you must obey, you will touch once more over your labia, feeling it wetten, feeling it crave. You can feel how wet you are becoming, aren't you? Very good. Now, as you keep caressing your inner thigh, unable to disobey, You feel your mind shifting into that wonderful submissive state, while your body just craves, while your body lusts for touch. And this time, you're allowed to slide your fingers between your labia once from the bottom to the top, and then back to your thighs. Very good, and feel how that makes you crave even more. And once more, starting just below your opening, sliding all the way up and back to your thighs. And just this teasing makes it worse and worse, isn't it? Every allowance, every move you're allowed to make makes you crave more. Every moment you listen to my voice makes you obey more. And you feel yourself drift into a deep state of submission and trance, while you're allowed to touch between your labia once more. Good. Now, to tease you, place your fingers at the top of your labia, where they begin. Now let your fingers slowly sink between your labia, down to your clits, but then hold it still while you're waiting to be allowed to move. Feel your body whimper. Craving, needing, feel your body desiring to touch, to move, and feel how a single twitch of your finger causes intense pleasure, and another twitch causing more. And every time you feel more pleasure, your mind drifts emptier still. Now you're allowed to gently start to play. Let your fingers circle around your clit in slow, sweet motion, and enjoy every second of it. Let it rub right over your clit and feel how good it feels to give in. Every moment makes you crave more. Every touch makes you want to go faster, deeper. Every touch makes you want to obey more. And as your mind dwindles into emptiness, your body rises in lust. You feel your finger playing with your clit so well now. Every movement makes you go higher. Every touch makes you crave more. And you're even allowed to let your finger drift down to your opening and slide inside ever so slightly before you go up again to your clit. Circling around, craving permission to go deep again. And now you may deep once more, and then back to your clit. And feel how good it feels to submit. You must obey. You're empty and obedient as you caress yourself, listening to my voice. And go deep once more, deeper still. Every time it feels better, and when you go back to your clit, you feel an emptiness inside of you wanting to be filled. Deeper, go ahead, and deeper again, and deeper still, and your body is rising to the edge of orgasm, rising to the edge of oblivion, rising to the edge of orgasm. And you may now play to slide your finger inside to rub your clit and keep yourself on the edge of orgasm. And you feel yourself play in front of me. You feel me watching you. You feel me listening to you. Listening to your every move, your every breath. You feel exposed and sexy as you play with yourself. You feel so good and warm as you crave more. And the rhythm of your body increases as you go ever higher, but you will not come. Your body cannot orgasm without my permission. It feels so good. It feels so, so very good. Every movement just drives you deeper under my control, while every movement makes you crave more. And glide higher, ever closer to orgasm. What must you do? And who do you obey? Very good. Now feel yourself craving, needing, dancing on that edge of oblivion. Floating on that sea of pleasure, heading to a waterfall of desire. But you cannot release. Your body won't allow it. Your mind obeys. Your body must obey. You have no choice but to lay there writhing in pleasure, playing with yourself as I watch, as I listen. As I even taste the pleasure on your lips, and you feel yourself slip deeper and deeper into trance, thinking only about the pleasure, nothing else remains. There's only your body on the edge of orgasm. There are no more thoughts, not a single coherent thought, as you just dance on the edge. And your fingers move so well. They keep going, keep teasing, keep making you crave more and more. And it feels so good. It feels so nice. And are you on the edge? Do you crave release? Do you crave finally being allowed to pass that edge, to fly over, to feel yourself float in pleasure? Well, you'll have to wait. Your body cannot orgasm. Your body cannot come without my permission. And right now it is not allowed to come. All you are allowed right now is to feel on the edge. All you are allowed right now is to dance that edge, ever frustrated, ever craving, ever needing. And it feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so delicious, doesn't it? You need it so badly. You need it so badly. But no, you will not come. You will not come until I command it. You will not come until I allow it. So, you will be patient, feeling yourself drifting on the edge of pleasure. In a moment, I'm going to wake you and you'll feel so wonderfully frustrated. You'll feel so wonderfully aroused. And you'll keep this feeling until I allow you to come. Is that understood? Very good. Now I'm going to count to five to wake you up. And as I do, you'll become more aware again, able to think, but still completely unable to come. One, feel yourself become more aware. Two, still wonderfully on the edge. Three, closer to awareness. Four, so good. And five, awake and frustrated.